This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora Mayor Mike Hoffman plans to propose a camping ban at Thursday's city council meeting. Aurora residents and several city council members have already opposed the plan on Twitter, where Kaufman made the announcement. Denver 7 News reports roughly 450 people are experiencing homelessness in Aurora, but only 150 shelter beds are available. Suncor Energy will fund 5 community projects near its refinery north of Denver. CPR's Sam Brash reports the money comes from a state settlement for air pollution violations.
A community panel awarded just over $2 million from Suncor. The projects all attempt to protect public health in North Denver and Adams County. The organization receiving the bulk of the funding will set up continuous air monitors around the refinery. Others will plant trees, improve small parcels of neglected land, and deep clean schools to improve indoor air quality. While the company has a plan to improve the facility, some community members want it shut down entirely. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The fate of CU President Mark Kennedy will be decided at tomorrow's Board of Regents meeting. He announced last week his intention to leave, citing a change in the board's philosophy. The Democratic-controlled board will vote on his resignation after just 2 years on the job. Boulder's faculty assembly voted to censure Kennedy last month for a failure of leadership. Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of thunderstorms for Pueblo, partly cloudy in Grand Junction. Vail, showers likely. This is CPR News.